Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things we have to realize today with social media and internet, and I think it's always existed, but I think it's come to the head even more, is helping our daughters avoid the trap of comparison.
That's good.
Yeah. I think that's really what's like, you know, endangering a lot of them is what they see out there, and image is so important to them. And so they compare their life to somebody else's. And so a lot of girls are living there. And, that's something I want to help my daughter with. You talk about tenderness. I'm kind of flip-flop. Just because it's a girl doesn't mean necessarily tenderness is needed. With my daughter, that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. And
I've got a son I've got to be a little bit more tender with. And my daughter, I've got to be a little more stern with. But I've even noticed, you know, she's 11 years old, that even at 11 years old, that it's this trap of comparison has taken place.
Yeah. But it's a bent that your daughter is to, you know, there's some people that are bent differently in that regard. And so I think that's perfectly fine. Yeah. The other day, my daughter came out, she was doing her hair for church. And she's, "Oh, my hair looks terrible today." And I just plainly said, you are beautiful. I love your hair. You know, and I think it's just those moments of just, so she always picks on my lack of hair. You know, every day I was like, "Oh, something's wrong with my hair." She'll say, "What hair?" Every day she said, "What hair?" But I didn't take the opportunity to say anything about her hair. I just wanted to speak into her. You look beautiful. Amen. And so does your hair, you know? So, I think whether or not it's a tender or tough type moment, regardless of that, our daughters especially need us to speak into them, I think.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. I want to mention there's a lady by the name of Meg Meeker, Dr. Meg Meeker. She made a statement. I wrote it down, and after I read the statement, I wrote this down for a reminder. Fathers are what stands between daughters and this toxic world. And this is the stuff she put in a I'm not sure where I found it. That must have been a book or something, but it says you need to stop in your tracks, open your eyes wider, and see what your daughter faces today, tomorrow, and in 10 years. It's tough and it's frightening, but this is the way it is. While you want the world to be cautious and generous with her, it's cruel beyond imagination, even before she's a teen. Even though she may not participate in ugly stuff, it's all around her: sexual promiscuity, alcohol abuse, foul language, illegal drugs, and predatory boys and men who want to take something from her. And, you know, as you think about that, you know, we're the protector. We're the ones who's helps protect her. And there's so many things, like even that thought of your daughter not thinking she was beautiful that day. Well, you stood in between, you know, maybe a thought that Satan tried to plant into her mind. And what did you do? You protected her, and you stood between the enemy's attack. And I think if you see them that way, that goes back to turning, you know, being there. And so when we're not there in those critical moments of, you know, life shaping moments, and I'm not saying that that was a life shaping moment for your daughter, but there are those moments that we have life shaping moments where there's a mindset that's embraced and it may not be true. If we're not there, you know, and to protect them and help them see that, then, you know, there's no telling what it'll look like in 10 years.
But I do think, you know, those you said, Keith, maybe it wasn't a breakthrough just saying that those words or "you're beautiful today." But I do think over time, those things build up of consistently and constantly speaking into your children's lives. But I think you're right. It really scares me to have a daughter in today's age. It really does. I mean, and men prey on that. I mean, the sex trafficking's out of control, and it's done. And we said this before, that men, especially bored men and young men, 20 to 30 years old, they create a lot of the problems in our society. And again, you go back and look at the common factor in that. You can look at the common factor of men that are serial killers, men that are addicted to child pornography, men that create problems. And one of the common denominators is their lack of fatherhood in their life, having a man in their life. And so, I think it's just teaching our daughters what to look for, especially in a man, But that's modeled by us, right? I think if, you know, going back to the question before we wrap up, if you're going to instill these internal values in your daily decisions, in your relationships, I think not only telling your children that, but modeling that for them. So we model it by the way we give, by what we find important. We have not, and I don't mean to strike a chord that upsets people, but we have not, and we will not get into this whole sports traveling craze that everybody's in. And I think it's just, I think it's modeling the way that what we choose to value and what we choose to do as a home and as a family. And hopefully when we unleash them and shoot the arrows out, that those internal values are instilled in them as well, of that kingdom mindset.
Yeah, just speaking to the young men out there, or the dads that are trying to raise young men, and you know, you look at the daughter, it's shepherding her. It's a little bit different approach, and still it's a protector, it's a provider kind of mindset of spiritual leadership and being a voice that they can trust. But then when you think about raising sons, it you know, still in trenches with a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old, and then, you know, way down the road, there's a 7-year-old and soon to be 4-year-old for us. But I think, you know, even the what comes into play that I've really enjoyed is to have son-in-laws around that, you know, hopefully that they're embracing God's will for their life, and they're living that out. And so they become more of the example. I've told all of my son-in-laws, you're helping me raise a generation of young men that are around us. And so, you know, you're a big part of what God's doing in our family. So going back to that Malachi passage, you know, where it says to turn in the father's hearts turns toward the children, the children's hearts turn toward the fathers. I think for the, you know, raising sons, I think ultimately we got to teach them. And that's everything from a, you know, not a lesson itself, but also a lesson in life. And that's, you know, what's the Bible say in terms of a lesson? But, you know, what is the lesson I've learned out of just life? And so teaching them, you know, the character of God and the content of Scripture, what does this look like in a practical way? You know, the other word for turning, or the other letter for turning is you. I think there's got to be a sense of urgency. The clock's ticking. And, having a conversation with your son about making decisions today rather than putting them off is, to me, a deal, because we can let the adolescence of a young man carry on into his 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. It's good for nobody. So I think having that kind of mindset with, you know, there's got to be a sense of urgency about you making decisions, and you can't let this play out. This decision is going to own you, which would lead to the next one is R, you know, having some resolve. Jonathan Edwards said, resolve that men should live for the glory of God. Then he said, resolve second that whether others do or not, I will. So if we can raise men to have a resolve, a young man that's got direction, clarity, he's going to be way ahead of his peer group, because he's got that kind of mindset. And, you know, he's going to do things that probably some of them wouldn't do because of he's making different decisions. He's got different insight and he's being effective, I pray. Then the last one for, you know, helping a son, raising a son and trying to, you know, impact the kingdom with, you know, great husbands one day, great fathers one day would be, now's the time, you know, now's the time to be a man of God. Now's the time to make a decision that looks like the Lord and to follow him. You don't have to wait to be God's man. Be God's man right now. And that comes with decisions and direction that they need to do and what they need to devote themselves into. But we're responsible for helping set their, you know, our son's spiritual trajectory, and hopefully we can elevate them, help them, bring them up and develop in such a way that they're built up and they're set up for a great, you know, great life that honors God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you said now is a time, because yesterday's gone. I mean, I've wasted time myself. I've missed opportunities. I've learned just as much from my mistakes as I have from wisdom. And so you can start now, guys. Now is the time. And we also understand, I don't have a cape on right now saying that this stuff's easy, because it's not, because there's a lot of spiritual warfare in this I don't think we give credit to. So we need other men. And that's kind of why we're doing the podcast. And it's also why I know you guys, Real Momentum and other churches, are hosting some things. I would, you know, just wrapping up, I would encourage you guys to host a What's at Stake night. I really honestly believe it set the tone for our men's ministry here. I think healthy churches are made of healthy, godly men. And that's one thing that's helped in this fatherhood and this husband aspect is we have other men going through this journey with us. When we sit at our table groups on Wednesday nights to hear other guys speaking into other men about raising their children and loving their wives, that's always been encouraging to me to learn from other men as well. And so, but that was a steak night that we hosted here a couple of years ago, really set the tone for that. But anything else you want to speak into, Keith or Justin, about helping men win, especially in areas of fatherhood and leading their and loving their children?
The mindset has got to change. And so if this mindset doesn't change that I'm not just raising kids, for a career, I'm raising them for kingdom advancement. If that mindset doesn't change, then the practices are never going to change. I'm just going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. And so that mindset has to change. The other thing I would say is doing ministry together as a family. So many times what I see in a lot of churches is, you know, dad's doing this ministry, mom's doing this, the kids are involved in this, but there's very few ministries where collectively the family is actually doing ministry together. I've known a few families who've actually taken mission trips together as a family, and they did a specific mission project together as family, which I think is great, but you just don't hear about it very often. Some of my favorite ministry is ministry where Justin, Jenna, Owen, and Riley are all together doing ministry together.
Amen.
And so I think that's what's missing. And so, you know, when a family is collectively working together in a particular ministry, I think we begin to see that kingdom mindset build up in the kids. And so it's easy to talk about some of the principles, but like from the practical standpoint of it, you know, what are we doing together as a family to advance His kingdom?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, just I think the key thing is getting men together, and whatever we can do as a ministry to help churches think about that, get them in the same room. Keep saying this over and over, but you know, unless we're intentional with that, it's never going to happen. And you know, that gives a chance for a guy to connect with a Mike Spivey or a Justin Green or you know some other kingdom leaders that we've been around and fortunate to have influence in. That you know, maybe I didn't do what they said, but God used what they said at the table to make me pray and to make me seek His face and help me get before Him, that God gave me the answer because I heard a man talking about his family and loving his wife and leading his children. And, you know, I wanted that. And so that's really where I've been living the last 27 years is, man, I got around men that were living it and I wanted what they had. You know, I wasn't really wanting their life other than what I was seeing Jesus do in their life. And, you know, that's what turned my life around, was just getting models and examples and building relationships with men that are walking with Jesus. And if you're not intentional with that, it is not going to happen in the current culture, current church culture, the current calendar that we do. You're just going to have a hard time fighting for men because we've set everything up with a structure that doesn't include them.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we need other men, and that I know men's ministry, Keith. You said it before. It's hard. It's tough. It takes a long time to build one, and sometimes there's not immediate results. But all this is done for the glory of God, but it's also done because we believe when you reach men, you get the win. So I would encourage you guys, if you want more information or just want to find out more about any of this stuff, we'd love for you to listen to some other episodes. But I would also, like I always say, encourage you to get your 10 lessons on biblical masculinity at realmomentum.store. There's a whole lesson there on loving and leading your children as well.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.